Welcome to Character Debates. I am your gratuity-starved host, Michael Harrison. Today, we are talking about easily one of the most sensitive topics in North America, tipping. Tipping is defined as a small sum of money voluntarily given to someone for performing a service or task. But in America, if you say anything against tipping, there's a huge chance of getting ripped to shreds by a member of the service industry or some dork who wants to loudly act like a good person. Today, though, we have a woman who has reached her tipping point on tipping. She has decided she has had enough, and she bravely wants to stand up to these, as she calls them, tip Nazis. She hates the whole system and thinks that society should abolish tips forever. I am happy to welcome Karen Miller. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
I'm good.
You said woman like a slur. That was
we great. We have a woman.
Yeah.
Well, if for those listening, her opponent is actually currently employed at the Strung Out Coffee Shop in Springfield, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
He has been there for over 2 years, and he believes that people who don't tip are scum. Mm. Here to defend tipping, we have Chad Neighbors.
Yes.
Chad, how you doing over there?
Happy to be here to defend my shop.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. So you, you're a big fan of tipping.
Yeah, I love the culture, man. Yeah. I really do it for the culture.
Okay, good, good. Well, to judge this extremely touchy debate, we have a guy who's on the fence about tipping. He is tipped and not tipped and doesn't see much of a difference between the two. Here to learn more if he should tip, we have Dr. Hugh Janus. Hey, Hugh, how have you been?
I'm excited to be here.
Good. So you're a doctor. You're on the fence about tipping. How's that come to be?
You know, there's situations where you want to tip and sometimes where it doesn't merit a tip at all. So I'm eager to see what these two have to say.
So you're thinking about possibly not tipping permanently or tipping permanently off of this?
We'll find out by the end of this.
Oh, yeah?
For sure.
Okay, so you're just tip confused.
Yes,
that's where
very
you're going
confused.
With.
Yeah, I'm on the fence for
all
sure.
Right, good.
You're tip fluid.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's get straight to opening statements then. And you know what? We'll start with Karen. Karen, what's your opening statement on why tips should be abolished?
I don't think tipping should exist because it's your job. Like, why? It's the guy who's hiring you should pay you the amount of money mm-hmm. that you deserve. It's not on me to pay your employers for, you know, it's kind of like today, like with the kids, they get like trophies when they don't even win the competition.
That's right.
So yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not giving tips when it's your fucking, you know, it's your job, especially when you're not good at your job.
Right.
Why should I tip you? Why is it automatic? If I want to give you a tip because I like you and I'm like, it's like a gift, whatever, shouldn't have to be.
I love it. I absolutely hate giving kids trophies too. I'm going to throw that on top. That's actually a really strong opening argument. I love it. Let's go to the opening argument of your opponent.
Yeah.
That's right, Chad. Now the floor is yours. Why should the whole world tip?
Well, I'm not asking for the whole world to tip. But what I will say is, as an American,
tipping
culture is as old as this country is. Okay. And we need, if you're going to be here, if you're going to live in this society, if you're going to use our services, it is a tradition. It is American to tip. We have been tipping in the restaurant industry for as long as I can remember, longer than all of us have been alive. So this is America. If you don't like tipping, you know.
Kind of sound like the same person.
Yeah.
Participation trophy.
I would like to add one thing.
Go for it.
Okay, because also the other thing is like if I'm at a restaurant and I order water, right? Water is $0.
That's right.
If I want club soda or I don't know, whatever, wine, you're still doing the pour. You're doing the pour.
Yeah.
Why should I have to give, like, just because it's a different liquid, I should pay for that pour?
That's
funny.
Yeah. Yeah. A beer pour is equal to a water pour.
Yeah.
I'd like to add something, too, since we're adding.
okay.
Speaking of the pour, if
who
you don't tip,
me, by the way,
speaking of the pour, if you don't tip, I'm going to be poor. So I need you to understand that I had to fetch that water, okay? And that water wasn't easy to carry. Water is a very heavy substance. And yes, my labor is not free.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. By the way, I like how calm you guys are acting on the show because you actually both have a history with each other.
Oh,
I'm gonna quickly clarify the backstory. So, Karen, this whole debate, what is it? Apparently, it all started when you entered the coffee shop, your normal coffee shop where your opponent works, and made an order. Now, the police report said a witness saw you two get into a heated argument over you not tipping, and then you jumped the counter, seized a giant thermos full of coffee, and threw it in his face along with two cheese croissants. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you then grabbed his tip jar, threw it against the wall, breaking it, and yelled, "Tip this bitch."
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rage. Please fill in the holes. What exactly happened and how did it get there?
Well, first of all, he was so nasty from the second I walked in.
I bet.
Like, oh my, like, what did I do?
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Wow, what did he say?
What did he say? Yeah. It's what he didn't say. I'm sitting there for hours and this one would not even, he wouldn't even take my order. He took everybody's order before he took my order. Yeah. And then when I ordered something.
Wait, you were sitting at a coffee shop waiting for him to take your order?
I was online.
Oh, I got you.
He kept taking other people.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, hello.
Okay, I got you.
Am I invisible? You know what I mean? It was insane. So now I'm sitting there, whatever. And then I'm like, hello, could I like order, please? I was so calm, like so. And then he like looked past me again and
what?
Took someone else.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when I got my order and it was like, I order it. He goes, we don't have that. And I saw it. They did have it. So I don't know what I did to him. I have no idea. Maybe I like remind him of someone.
Okay.
And then it continued like this. And then when he gave me my coffee, he spilt coffee on me and burnt my index finger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't even apologize. And then after that, he goes, so are you going to tip? No, I'm not going to freaking tip. And then he starts calling me a Karen just because my name is Karen. It's been such a hard year with the Karen.
Wow.
Whoa. No, it's been very hard. He calls me Karen. He goes, we got a Karen. We got a Karen who's named Karen. And I got very triggered. Yeah. I got triggered. Yeah.
And that's when you jumped the counter?
No.
No?
Then everyone in the coffee shop was calling me Karen.
Really?
Yes. And you don't understand how hard it is. Like,
right.
Everywhere I go, it's Karen, Karen, for the past 2 years. So I had it up to here with that.
Yeah.
Now he's being mean. So that's when I jumped it. And I threw the thing in his face because he spilled on me first.
Right. Good
and then
point.
Then he looked like he was going to like attack me.
Yeah.
So I had to take the croissants and like stop him. I'm like, this,
you
know?
Two more, yeah.
And then he still was. So I just like, I took his tip jar. He's like, you're still not going to tip? So I took it and I threw it against the wall. But if I didn't do that, he was going to kill me.
Wow. What's wrong with you? Why? Is this all true?
I mean, I don't remember it playing out that way.
Oh, yeah, Chad?
No.
How did it happen?
I recorded it. I wish I would have brought my tape. But but yeah, actually, there was a long line.
Yes.
It was actually going out of the door of the coffee shop when Karen walked in.
Right.
Not seeing the line,
see,
I guess.
Again with the Karen.
I mean, it's on your ID. But but yeah, she walks in. She didn't see the line. And before I could even say anything, the person at the front line said, excuse me, ma'am, but the line starts outside.
Wow.
And she says, I'm late for work. I got to get my coffee.
Yeah.
You guys don't mind, is what she said to them. And
yeah.
At which point I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, but you do have to follow protocol. I'm happy to serve you once you waited in line like everyone else. And then that's when she started getting upset.
Yeah.
When she pulled out her earrings, I didn't think it was a direct threat.
Okay.
But when the Vaseline came out, I knew things were getting real.
Right. Wow.
At which point, my coworkers tried to intervene and try to get in front of her. You know, I didn't want to get into an altercation with the young lady. But my female coworkers, they stepped in. They were like, excuse me, ma'am, this isn't that type of coffee shop. And she said, no, I'm sick of this. This always happens here.
Yeah.
I've never seen her before. So I don't know what this history is that she has with our coffee shop.
Yeah.
But even with that, the coffee order that came out, she just saw one come out and she just grabbed it as fast as she could. And that's when she burnt her hand. Yeah. It wasn't even her coffee. It was a coffee that was a person who was in queue, just waiting for their coffee. She's like, well, this is my coffee now. She grabbed it and then she flipped me the bird. And that's when she burned her finger. And I said, ma'am, you can't take that. She said, who's going to stop me? And then she grabbed the tip jar and threw it at me. And yeah. I still have lacerations. I wish I could show you guys, but I'm wearing long sleeves.
And the thermos and croissants happened too, being thrown?
Absolutely. It, she just knocked over the entire case, actually. And they were fresh croissants.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really sketchy, really dangerous.
I have to admit, this is, I mean, also, you have to keep in mind, though, people haven't had their own coffee first thing in the morning. So you're dealing with them before she even had her coffee.
Absolutely.
So maybe that's sensible for her. Maybe that's just like
maybe a little coffee for this woman.
Yeah, there's got to be samples maybe that have to go out to some people who are maybe a little coffee starved.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy you guys are here anyways, and happy we could hash this out. Let's try to get to a bottom of it. Now, first off, Chad, you've been quoted as saying you're God's gift to the coffee industry.
Yes.
You adamantly believe that you deserve not only a tip for every interaction, but you've said that 75% tipping should be normalized for the excellent service that you always give.
Yes.
Clearly. So why do you think you deserve 75%? Don't you think that's pretty excessive? Like, what do you do that's so special?
Well, when I was interning in Colombia, I found that I made a very deep connection with my coffee bean roots. Mm-hmm. And in my studies, I really became one with the process. I became one with our sources, and I really feel as though I bring an experience to coffee and the coffee experience here that you can't find anywhere else. I've been courted by Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I had to turn them down because I feel like
corporate or just like a store?
No, no, actually Mr. Starbucks himself has reached out to me, but I want to stay true to what I believe a true coffee experience should be. That's why I opened up and started this coffee shop. It's really...
So you're the owner?
It's ran by the baristas. So we're all partial owners.
Okay, great.
So when you attack our business, you're not attacking the owner. You're attacking everyone who works there.
But you think 75%, three quarters of what the product's worth is what you deserve to be tipped?
Well, it's not what I believe I deserve to be tipped. I believe that our staff deserves to be tipped.
Okay.
That. It's really not about me. It's really about the team.
And but they own the shop too?
Yes, they own the shop too.
So technically they're getting tipped as staff and as owners?
Yeah, as a person who believes in capitalism.
No kidding.
I really feel as though you should be paid for the services rendered, and especially if you do a good job, why not pay a premium for that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't you feel like maybe you're shaming customers a little bit? Like, for instance, there are now reports that more servers are confronting people directly if they aren't happy with their tips.
Yes.
So,
I've seen that live.
I know, right? Why do you think it's okay to put the onus on the customer to take care of you? And if they don't, you label them as bad people.
Well, I'm just calling a spade a spade.
Yeah? Okay.
Personally, yeah.
Right? Okay.
I think when you leave the house with an understanding that you're going to be spending money for whatever it is that you're going out to get, right?
Yeah, yes.
So if you're going out for food, you should have an understanding that I'm going to have to pay for this food.
Yeah.
Now, here in America, in the good, U.S. of A.,
okay,
we have an understanding that you pay a tip, mm-hmm, a service charge, everywhere you go for food. So that should be accounted for when you say, hey, I'm going to go out for some chicken. Hey, 20% of that cost of chicken is going to go to the staff for providing a good service. It's just an understanding that we should have.
Really?
A lot of people think that, hey, I don't have to pay that. Mm-hmm. I didn't see you kill the chicken. And I'm trying to tell people that, hey, just because you haven't seen the work that goes into it,
yes,
doesn't mean the work hasn't been done.
Yeah, but you're at a coffee shop. You're pouring coffee. We actually watch you do the work that goes into the chicken, if you say.
Yes, but you also didn't see the
there's stuff about, like, grinding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of grinding back there.
Okay.
We have
all machine done.
But we have our own cows. I milk the cows. The cups are
recycled.
That's
just face facts. Okay.
And let's say I get almond milk.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, let's just admit it. By needing tips, don't you think you're actually admitting you're a weak human? Mm. Like, strong humans don't need tips. They can get by on what they're given. You need extra because you're scared. Let's get out in the open. Are you scared?
I'm not scared. I work very, very hard. I just believe that people should be paid a fair wage. And what Karen is doing was not fair. It wasn't fair to the customers, mm-hmm, that she was cheating. It wasn't fair to my staff who are injured and can't work at the moment and can't provide for their family because
everybody.
She did a lot of damage.
Yeah.
She did a lot
I
of
did
Karen
a lot
is
of damage.
Much stronger than she looks.
He's abusing his employees.
Hey. I don't have any employees. I have teammates.
Teammates.
Okay? We work together.
And you take their you take all their tips.
I don't take
yes,
their
you
tips.
Yes, you do. That's why you have Look at you.
I just handle expensive hat. No, I handle the tips. I bring them together and I split them up evenly.
You're right.
Sometimes I tip really good customers, actually.
You tip the customers?
Yeah, I could have given you a tip.
You tip a customer?
Yeah, it's a cash back program that
we do. Isn't he insane?
That's a good selling point, though. I do sort of want to go to his coffee shop in Springfield, Illinois, if I had the chance.
Yeah.
But maybe that's it. You have a coffee shop in Springfield.
Yes, I do.
According to a survey that was conducted 5 months ago by USA Today, Illinois has the worst tippers in the country.
Yes.
Wow.
The best are in California. Mm-hmm. So don't you think maybe it's your fault for living in Illinois? She's just being like where she lives. You can't blame people for acting like where they're from.
I can't, but I can blame people for not being raised right.
She's being raised Illinois, it seems.
Yeah, I believe that, you know, my mom told me to say, you know, please and thank you, and also to wait in line. And some people just were maybe raised by wolves.
I mean, if he did his job, he wants to say I wasn't. The reason why there was a long line is because he wasn't serving anybody. Yeah. He's just sitting there. He thinks he could just sit there and do nothing and just, oh, give me money, give me money.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Maybe if you were a gracious partner and you did your job with a smile, people would want to give you a tip.
Yeah, and good things come to those who wait.
Oh, please.
Definitely not coffee.
Not the back of a long line, too. That is a good point. There shouldn't be a long line at any coffee shop.
Yeah.
That is actually... If you're saying it was out the door, don't you think maybe you are too chill for a coffee shop? Like, you have the product that's supposed to make you have more energy, right?
Listen, in a perfect world, yes.
Okay.
But we are dealing with a drip coffee pour, okay? And we only have so many coffee machines. So, yes, we try our best, but oftentimes we get backed up because our product is so good.
All right. Let's. I'm going to ask a quick question because now I want to sort of establish Karen's point of view. Now, Karen, you've actually went on record saying that all tipping should be gone permanently.
Ugh.
I know. In lieu of that, what do you think people should do to truly show an employee that you appreciate their effort? Right? It can't just be a thank you. Everyone does that for anything. It's too mundane. Is there anything different or unique you propose to replace tipping?
Well, first of all, time is money. So yeah. I think if I take the time to say thank you, maybe I'll give them, if they want to ask me a question, I could give them a little bit of advice.
Ooh, advice? That's not bad.
A verbal tip.
Hey, time is money. That's brilliant, actually.
A verbal tip. I like that.
It's
very important.
Yeah.
And actually appreciation, okay?
Yes.
Like I personally, because I'm not some animal, would rather someone be nice to me and actually have a sincere, like, you know, conversation and, you know, like a real human connection, not like, oh, here's 10 cents for his thing. He wants like $4 on a $5 cup of coffee.
Right.
Some freak.
So I'm
a freak and an animal, huh?
So wait. This is rough.
Sound like my wife.
Wait, give me a sec though. So getting to know you would be the real gift.
Yeah, maybe if you had a conversation with me and you said, hi, how are you?
Aside from a verbal tip, because I'm a proctologist,
uh-huh.
right? And I also I do urology as well. So I'm down there.
And
right?
Do people tip you?
Well, I mean, I'm holding their tip, right?
I'm
looking down the gun barrel. I tell the guy, no testicular cancer.
Okay.
Right? What's he supposed? He's supposed to be like, hey, carry an umbrella today. Like that's the I don't know.
Yeah,
you make a lot of money for your job, though. I don't think
should I be tipped?
Yeah.
Listen, I work in a elementary school. I am a lunch lady there, and I serve kids all day long. And the thing that gratifies me is when the kids, I give them a tuna sandwich. Or I give them like, you know, cream cheese, whatever. And then you know what they say? They say, thank you so much.
They're too young to have money and get a job, okay? And if they did have a job, you wouldn't tip them anyway. So,
well, but they don't tip me. I don't be like to their parents, I've been serving your kids all year. Where's my tip? No, I do it out of the goodness of my heart. Mm. If the society was like everybody just being kind to each other, not only for money, money is nothing. It doesn't mean anything, money.
Yes, it's
that's your problem.
It's not valuable. I like that. That's smart. Yeah. By the way, when a kid comes in and orders something at your coffee shop, do you expect them to tip or what?
Exactly.
Right, because you did say everyone should tip.
Everyone should tip.
Yeah, so what about kids? They don't have a job. You expect them to tip at your coffee shop?
I don't know what type of kids you raise, but my children don't drink coffee, so I'm not providing a service for children.
You do have some muffins and cookies.
Yeah.
I do have muffins and cookies. Yes, I do.
Actually, if I may take this quick second, because Karen, if I understand correctly, your cappuccino drink that you normally buy involves a triple shot of espresso, a single shot of chocolate syrup, a single shot and a half of vanilla syrup, a half a shot of caramel syrup, less foam, and made with coconut milk. Don't you think your hoity-toity order is slightly more difficult than the average, I'll get a medium coffee?
No.
You know, it's like you're giving them a memory quiz. If anyone pulls off that drink perfectly, I'd say that's tip-worthy.
Okay. First of all, he charges me for every single one of those things.
Okay, that's
okay?
Fair.
Yes. My order came out to $10.50.
Yeah.
Because every shot he gives me, he goes, another dollar, another dollar. I asked for two Splenda. He charged, more.
He actually says that to your face?
Yes.
Another dollar?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Guy. He rang up my order like some supermarket bill.
Oh, wow.
We believe in transparency. And I didn't want her to feel like we were just adding things to her bill.
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure she understood. At Chipotle, they tell you if you're getting extra guac, it's going to cost extra.
Yeah.
So we try
and
to provide.
Guess what? I don't tip at Chipotle either.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And I take free soda.
You sound like a criminal.
But Garen, aren't you worried that without tipping practices, this might result in having to give employees higher wages, which actually increases the price of the product more? Like you might now have to pay $12 for that same drink. So you might actually save by tipping.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. And because that means at my job, where I don't get tipped, they will pay me more too.
Yes.
It's not my responsibility to pay, just because the thing is with him, he wants to make it like he's a partner. He owns the coffee shop.
That's a fair
point.
He's
lying, and he's like, this is responsibility of the customers.
Yeah. That's not
what
I sound like.
It's not the customers. Okay. It's your job.
Yes.
I agree.
Pay your employees.
I'm not going to even lie. He drove here today in a Tesla Cybertruck, which costs over $100,000.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah, he's clearly making bank off of this whole coffee shop owning tipping thing going, right?
Honestly, I think the whole store is a front.
Hey. It is a drug, I guess.
Right. Do you really own a Cybertruck?
It was a tip.
Someone tip?
One of our regulars. No, one of our regulars. Our day ones, he came in and on our 2 years, after being open for 2 years, he said, hey, I have a tip for you. And just a ribbon
cyber.
On a
There's
cyber
only
truck.
Like 15 of them out there.
No, he knows Elon, apparently.
Okay.
And I turned it down initially. I didn't want to take it, but he said he didn't. He couldn't take it back. So
maybe that's why he knows that I'm not like a good tipper.
Yeah, you're not a Cybertruck tipper.
That's why he ignores the people that he knows. Like he's just looked past me because he wants to serve the people who have tipped him in the past.
Yeah.
That gave him cars or whatever.
Wow.
Listen,
picking on the small guy.
I don't see tippers.
Yeah.
I don't see tippers. I'm actually tip blind. So
okay.
I look at every customer and I treat them all with the same level of respect. But hopefully, you know, you can start treating the service workers with a certain level of respect as well.
Just to poke here. So like if the tips were abolished and it was just built into the price of the coffee, would you be open to buying a $15 coffee?
Yes, I would.
Every day.
Every day. And also, by the way, I think if tips were abolished, people would just do, and they just got paid, they do the job that they're supposed to do. They wouldn't be doing it based on what could I get out of this.
Yeah. That's fair.
Okay, but in our defense, we don't live in this hypothetical world where people are being paid fair wages. So the only people who are suffering...
Don't you create the wages in your own, freaking work? What are you talking about?
This isn't about my coffee shop, okay?
It's tough to take from you right now.
No.
When you own your own coffee shop, you're part owner, and you're going to tell us that it's unfair that the man, right?
Listen, as a small business owner,
okay.
we try our best with the little that we have to provide the best service that we can and staff as many people as we can so that they can take care of their families as well.
I mean, how about this? Because tipping is supposed to be voluntary. You know, with your tone, you're expecting it. So yes. Don't you think if you expect tips and it's less of a gift and more like bribery, you're basically trying to get a bribe to be a good person, Chad. Shouldn't you try to be a good person all the time? Wouldn't Jesus prefer that?
Okay. I don't know Jesus personally.
Okay.
But I imagine that Jesus would treat everyone, the neighbor specifically, with love and kindness and probably wouldn't throw things at them either. So
Fair point.
My understanding of Jesus, the little that I do know, is that when he did see people, he would give them fish and bread.
Did they tip him for that?
Or? And
they didn't.
The tip was in his word.
Exactly. Oh, so words of kindness
and lesson advice.
Mm-hmm.
But those people waited. Those people waited for the word. They waited for the fish. They didn't jump the line.
Okay.
And when they didn't get it, they didn't get violent. So I think I'm closer to God than most at this table.
So basically,
but you think so?
Yeah.
So wait.
I didn't want to say it, but thank you.
So what you are saying is Jesus is into bribery.
No, I'm saying Jesus is into capitalism.
Oh, okay.
And,
really?
Jesus. Yeah. Jesus is all about the red, white, and the blue.
It doesn't seem like he likes capitalism. It seems like he's like a communist.
Communism.
Yeah, I like it, man. Yeah. She's come out hitting on this one. Yeah. I will give Chad one like major point because he has to sometimes deal with the worst customers possible. Babies. Babies are by far the worst patrons in the history of everything. They throw their food everywhere. They need more attention. And they sometimes drive customers away from the business because they cry all the time and people get bothered. So, Karen, don't you think you should meet them, I don't know, meet at least halfway and say that there should be some sort of tip expected for people who bring babies? At least a gratuity on that?
That actually seems like a great
You
idea.
Think you want me to pay for my baby to spate, like to have, my baby's a baby. What do you mean? I shouldn't pay. What is this like?
Babies like bother other customers. Like some people like to go to coffee shops to like study, right? Like think of students go there studying. Like a baby's disruptive.
I think. What do you mean to study?
Well, you know, because kids like to go to coffee shops and like they'll bring their laptops, stuff like that, right?
Okay, but I'm sorry. I'm not. First of all, I don't have a baby.
Yeah, fair.
No one would want to marry me.
But. But that's a side point. That side, nothing to do with this argument.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help when he goes around town calling me a bitch, but whatever.
Yeah, you really should do that, Chad.
I'll take those flyers then.
Defamation of my name.
Good.
But anyway, this is the thing. No, I don't think that babies should cost money. That's the most ridiculous thing. No one should have to pay for their baby's existence.
But don't they say it takes a village to raise a child? But like, I didn't agree to be part of that experience.
You know what I mean? Fair, right?
You had a child. So, I just happened to be in the village.
But if I'm tipping him, it doesn't help these people who are coming into the coffee shops and working and taking up space. That's their choice.
Yeah.
It's not like they're continuously buying a coffee. They're buying the coffee. They're taking up real estate.
Yep.
And if I come in with my baby or whatever, that's on them.
But I mean,
he's not making more money from the people sitting in the shop.
But even then, babies, they don't have control of their bowels. Sometimes they might make something smell in the room, right? So
what are you saying?
I'm just saying maybe parents should tip. Definitely tip when they bring in a baby because babies are so anarchy filled, right? So
how come we don't tip stewardess on a plane?
Well, because I don't know.
Like where does this end?
Where
does it end? Just as a side, do they get tipped? Do we tip stewardess? Oh, phew. Yeah, you had me confused where I'm like, I didn't even know we tipped them yet.
That's right? What I'm saying. How come they're doing the most work ever? They should get tipped. What do we say? We tell them, thank you. Thanks for the good flight.
Right.
Now they have to go all the way back to Denver and or wherever they came from.
Okay.
They don't get tipped.
Good. Okay. Well, and Here, how about this? I'm Karen. I'm going to list the top three places people most commonly tip. Mm-hmm. Can you quickly give me a breakdown on why you view them as needy babies who don't deserve it? All right. First one, wait staff at sit-down restaurants and taverns.
Obviously.
Nah, I wouldn't say coffee shops, nah. The wait staff. No, they wait for you all to come.
Right. Well, yeah. Let me think. Because it's just
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they do.
I think that.
Waiting all day, baby. Here, as long as you need me.
it's like I said in the beginning, it's like if I order, let's say I order a fish, yep. And it's more expensive than, I don't know, pizza. Mm. They're doing the same movement. Mm. They're walking from the kitchen and putting it down. I don't think they should get the tip. If anything, the chef should get the tip.
Gotcha. So
what
even,
are they doing? They're
so
doing
even
their...
for restaurants, the same as coffee shops.
Yeah,
both
they're doing.
Are the same
they're
reason.
Literally
okay.
Doing their job.
Gotcha. Then the second one would be barbers.
Barbers.
Yeah.
How hard is it to cut hair?
Fair. I mean,
oh, so, I should.
Is your argument
you?
Just to diminish every worker? It's like, what is a fireman?
It's like,
I'm just saying the most.
Who needs superheroes?
The most because these jobs, okay, it just doesn't make sense because then there's other jobs that are way more taxing and we don't pay them.
Got you.
Tip your garbage man.
Oh, so you do think you'd tip someone?
I think if it's worth, if they're working hard.
Yeah.
Not if you're.
Wait, you believe that?
If you have, no, I'm not going to do
it. Okay, so you don't believe that.
You don't
but
believe
if someone's
it.
Just sitting there cutting hair, that's different. When someone's going to go and do an actual, like, manual labor.
Then you should definitely tip them, right?
I think that's better.
Yeah, you lose this argument if you can admit that you think that people should be tipped.
I'm not. No way.
Okay. Okay.
I never said it. I'm just saying if there was a case where I was going
to
tip,
okay.
It's going to be if someone actually did work,
yeah.
Not if someone's using a scissor.
But still, you'd never.
So what if it's like
even
a
garbage guys
ward
don't deserve.
Nurse, you know, umbilical what? Cord. That's a pretty simple motion. Do you tip that person?
No, who the hell tips their a nurse? And
but then does it become like you have to tip everybody or nobody?
That's what I'm saying. Where does this end?
By the
That's
way.
That's why we should tip nobody.
By the way, our judge is bald, so I love how
yes.
He got infuriated by the barber
the
reference.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay.
How hard can it beat it? Not as hard as growing
And
hair.
If he went to the barber,
yeah.
The barber would be like, are you going to tip me?
Yeah,
like,
right.
What did you do?
I should do tip my barber, though.
Really? What are you going for?
My beard.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right. What about the third?
It doesn't end.
Yeah, it doesn't. What about the...
My back.
What about the third one? The third most common place to tip would be food delivery.
No. Food delivery.
Yeah.
Please. Their tip is when they eat my French fries before they deliver it to my house. Everybody knows they do that.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I was like, so that's it. Don't eat. Yeah, no.
And what if you're delivering to like a bad part of town? Like, there's a physical safety component.
In bad weather.
That's not my problem. You chose to do the job.
Speaking of unsafe,
right?
Actually, I do want to throw this out there because Chad said he adamantly believes that if you don't tip, it should be considered a crime.
Yes.
Right, Chad? If that was enforced, what would be the punishment for not tipping?
I think the punishment should be to provide the service that you're not tipping.
Yeah?
So if Karen doesn't want to tip people...
How he says it, I get it.
I think that this woman should be forced to do like volunteer work, right? She should have to work in my coffee shop as a non-partner. And
working, it's actually the easiest job because no one does anything there.
Yeah.
Sure. So just put in your application and then she should be forced to work in that environment. But also be dependent on those tips for her livelihood.
So you actually want her to be with you, is
I want
what you're saying.
I want her to experience the type of trauma that she's putting my team through.
Here, Chad, here's another way that tipping is problematic. Now, in a study, customers actually give more tips to better-looking servers.
Mm-hmm.
I actually also quickly dropped into your coffee shop last Sunday, and I saw you giving girls looks who you were serving and leading them on. I even noticed one female slapped you in the butt while you were getting her coffee before she threw a 20 spot in your tip jar. Mm. That is no way to treat a man in public, and you made her feel welcome to it. Don't you realize tipping encourages sexual harassment?
Well, that was my grandmother.
And really?
Yeah, she always calls me a sweet boy, and okay. She's one of my most loyal patrons. And
so you were just playing it up for her, eh?
Well, I had powder on my pant pocket.
And oh, okay.
When she got that
you
off,
had powder?
Yeah.
What kind of powder was it?
It was sugar powder for okay. our croissants.
Good
our,
question, by the way. Good question. Good question.
You got icing sugar on your ass.
Because we work so hard. we're also a bakery and a coffee
he
shop.
He also had powder on. Under his nose. So.
Yeah, right. But give me
from eating croissants.
Exactly.
Wait, before we get into that, I want to stick to this for just a quick second, though, because serving does lead to sexual harassment. Like even when females serve at Hooters, they make guys think that they could do it, and they say very ridiculous things to women out loud. So don't you think that we should abolish tipping so we could get rid of sexual harassment?
No, I think predators are the problem, not tipping, okay?
Okay,
I don't
really?
Think you should blame, I don't think you should blame a lady for what she wears if she ends up getting assaulted or attacked. I don't think it's her fault for wearing what she wants to wear. I think No.
A guy forces them to wear that and then tells them how to act in front of their male patrons.
Wait, who forces him to wear the
Hooters. They actually have a thing where they say, this is going to be your uniform, right? What? So for instance, that's a job where they're forcing women to dress up for male clientels and make them that way.
No, that is a job where women understand
okay.
that there is a social contract to wear this type of attire for this job.
Yes.
It's not like they're saying, abracadabra, take your shirt off. That's not what's happening. People okay. are signing up for this job knowing that they're going to have to dress promiscuously.
And that's, by the way, he makes his female employees wear promiscuous outfits too.
That is not true. I do not hire women.
Okay.
to be clear, okay. I refuse off of principle.
You must have been there the one day you did hire one and fired that quick.
What is the principle that you're refusing that? Yeah.
Sorry, I can't believe I asked a toxic male question to this guy. All right. I guess.
I feel like since all of our staff is all we're all partners, there's no way to pay them less. So okay. I feel like it's important to only hire men for that reason.
Okay. All right. Good answer. I guess you got me stumped on that one.
Yeah. Pro-tipping, anti-solving the wage gender gap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, here's another problematic. I hope this, I guess the last one wasn't considered problematic to him, but here's one. The IRS says that tips must be reported when you do your income tax. But another study I read has discovered that people rarely report it or they just report a percentage of it.
Yes. Mm.
So look at that. Tipping's the gateway to tax fraud.
Yeah.
Do you pay taxes on your tips? Why do you support a system where so many people try to hurt America? The service industry is worse than Russia. Why are you unpatriotic? You brought up America earlier.
As a libertarian, I feel like taxes are the most un-American thing that a person can pay. I think that if you work, I think that if you earn and provide for your house, the government should not have their hands in your pockets. And as a person who is receiving tips and working hard for them, the last person that I should be giving that money to is the government.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yes. Okay, got you. So you're, I guess, pro-tax fraud. So that's a hell of a way to... Okay.
I mean, come on. Could you even argue with this?
You don't want... you should see her right now. She has like a vein coming out of her forehead like she wants to throw another thermos at you, you know?
The disgust.
That you would want to also.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I get you. Let's go over to Karen then. And because we did sort of hint at obviously Chad's drug use. Now... Karen, you've mentioned to me privately that you believe service industry employees will be using your money for drugs. But think about Chad and his drug use. He works in a soul-sucking job that ultimately doesn't care about him or give him any deeper satisfaction. So don't you think he needs drugs? What else should he use it for?
First of all, he chose this life for himself.
Yeah, fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Who told him? He's like, I want to be a partner of a coffee shop.
Yeah, I know. Partner doesn't sound as good as boss. You're right. I would never want a partner here, right? You want to be the man.
And the drugs, I don't know. I think he's just like, I told you, I think the store's a front.
Mm-hmm.
And he just likes to have his own supply.
Yeah.
And What do you mean? What was the question?
Well, I think somebody's high right now.
What else should he use it for? Like, what should he use his money for? Yeah, but I mean, you did sort of answer it, to be fair.
Yeah, maybe anything else but that. He should start paying his other partners.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Well, how about this? A lot of service staff isn't just serving customers. They are also cleaning the restroom or customers' crap. Mm-hmm. Coffee, yes. After all, does make people use the restroom in both directions. Mm. So in the case of customer, let's face facts, a sneaky homeless person who gets into the restroom, starts running afoul, he has to clean it so that you can use it in a clean atmosphere. So can't you at least give him like therapy money for all the disgusting and foul things he has to put up with in there?
Well, first of all, I don't think he cleans it. I think a janitor does, and we don't tip janitors. That's another person.
No, there's no janitors at coffee shops. Coffee shops, it's customer service actually does it.
And the homeless should be tipping him, not me.
Fair.
Do you clean the bathrooms in your establishment?
Actually, we have a cleaning service mm-hmm. that we bring in, and we pay them very well.
Okay.
What do you pay them?
It's a contract, so I'm unable to disclose.
And do you tip them after they work?
I do, yes.
Yes, you
75%?
75%.
And did they ever find anything crazy in there?
They just broken glass from like thrown tip jars, and sometimes coffee will be spilled in there from people who cut the line. But other than that, no, their job is usually easy unless the customers make it very difficult.
Really, you have good customers. It's never anyone like.
We have our one-offs, you know. Okay. But usually, the people in my town are really sweet people and love each other.
Honestly, if you weren't the only coffee shop in town, I would never come back in. Right. But there is no other
coffee shop.
No,
getcha.
Well, nobody told you to move to our town, okay?
Wait a sec, because I want to give actually Chad another maybe kudos. But Karen, in researching this episode, I actually talked to your ex-husband, James. Mm. And he disclosed that you had you have a serious Oreo cookie addiction that came out to over $45,000 in 2022 when you two were together. So don't you think maybe tipping is a blessing in disguise? Because you might get diabetes from this endless Oreo eating you do, and your opponent here is trying to take your money away so he can prevent you from any more self-harm. You could get diabetes. His actions might save your life or at least your foot. Don't you owe him at least a tip for saving your life?
Yeah, and my tip is thank you. Thank you for saving my life.
You said ex-husband?
Yeah.
Smart man. Dodging bullets over here.
You see how he makes fun of me?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. He doesn't stop.
No way. All right, I'm gonna throw one more to Chad before I go to your judge. Now, Chad, maybe the answer is that people who don't want a tip, why not they just tell their server before they order? Would that at least be a good middle ground? Then you could just make her drink and insult her more, right? If she tells you up front, and then it's on her.
Well, the idea isn't for our service, our good service, and our good product to be conditional. Right? Yeah. We want to make sure that everyone who comes in for this experience has a good one.
Yes.
And hopefully through that experience, they'll feel moved to tip properly, to tip accordingly. And that's our business model. We want people to keep coming back and to keep supporting our service because they enjoy our service and because they enjoy our product. So no, we would not like to lead with money. We want to lead with a good experience and a good product, and hopefully they feel it within their heart if they have one.
Yeah.
To take care of our staff and to pay for the services.
But even though you said that it should be mandatory, 75%.
It should be mandatory, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So it sort of conflicts with what you just said.
It should be mandatory. Yeah. Well, I haven't found all people to be good.
Yeah, okay.
And I haven't found all people to be trustworthy in this transaction.
Well, I will quickly say this. A Tesla Cybertruck, that tip is far more than 75%. That is,
a pretty good tip.
Gajillion percent tip on that.
I'd like to make that mandatory if I could.
Yeah,
but I
Tesla Cybertruck?
I understand that we're struggling. This economy is struggling. So I want to start with 75% if possible.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. This debate's insane. Yeah, hey, Hugh.
It's it's wild. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Much worse than anything I see in my daily practice. But I don't know. There's been a lot of interesting
points,
sides to this. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for them that you'd like clarified?
Yes. Maybe I'll toss one to Karen. Do you think that your reaction, which I didn't want to call it an overreaction, but do you think it was appropriate to the situation at hand?
Maybe a little bit overreacted, but you have to understand this is a buildup of 3 years, and he is the only coffee shop in the whole town.
And you haven't tipped him in 3 years?
In the beginning, no, I never did. But wow. It's because
in the beginning, I thought about it.
He thinks because he knows he has the monopoly on coffee shops, so he treats all of his customers like assholes because he knows they have to come in for the coffee.
Okay.
And he's basically stealing money from their pockets. Mm-hmm. And I refuse to be stolen from.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're charging me $10 for a latte with a pump of vanilla and a pump of chocolate
and
coconut
half a pump cream of caramel? That's a dollar
caramel.
For half
and,
a pump?
But he's charging me. Wow. So why do I now have to pay you $18 for a coffee?
Yeah.
No. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then he mocks me and he continuously calls me Karen. And it's not right.
I'm not going to lie. He actually put a name to her drink, put it on the board, and called it the Karen Cappuccino.
Okay.
It's a little rude out her that way, I think,
maybe. A lot more
elbow grease. And you're welcome for having a drink on your menu.
It's a very unpopular drink, I'll let you know. I only put on the menu so that the staff knows how to make it every time.
Yeah.
And I think he's spitting in my coffee, to be honest. So do Whoa. Your job. And. Yeah, don't you? So, whatever. I overreacted. Everybody has a bad day.
Okay. And I'll toss one to you, Chad.
Yes.
Do you think there's a racial component to this?
You know, I'd like to believe that Karen is a good person. But when she orders her coffee black, the way she says...
First of all, I asked for black coffee. It's not my fault. He's sensitive.
Just like the Karen thing earlier. Right?
I go, I want black coffee. He's like, I'm like,
better order a little bit of cream, hey? Yeah. You have to. I get you. You don't have any more questions?
I think those are the two big ones for me. Is just
all
trying
right,
to figure
then we
out
got closing statements coming up. For closing statements, let's go straight to... This time we're going to start with Chad. Chad, what's your closing statement?
Again, I just wanted to open with this. I really appreciate you guys opening up this floor for us to have this conversation.
Yeah.
It's a conversation I've been meaning to have with Karen for the 3 years that she has been terrorizing my business. And, you know, I would hope that she would find it within her heart to start treating people the way she would like to be treated.
Yeah.
You know, no one's forcing her to buy coffee at the best coffee shop in town. She's making the choice every morning to skip the line and assault people. So,
okay.
I'm happy to make a peace offering and buy her a coffee maker.
Okay.
If it would bring her peace and also bring peace to my establishment. But if that is not a compromise that she's willing to take, then I'm happy to open up our doors to her again. So long as we can autograd all of her orders from this point moving forward.
Do you have a closing argument about tipping?
Tipping, yes. My closing argument about tipping is that I believe that so long as we live in the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
And as long as we're going to go out to places that have to provide services, you should follow the rules. You should
the rules now.
you should do what is expected. And take care of your service workers because they are taking care of you. And until that changes, until the law changes, I think that any person who doesn't do that should be treated as the criminals that they are.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
They are stealing wages. There's nothing worse than a wage theft. And these people should not be allowed in society.
Oh, there yes. It is. There's some fire to end it with. Let's see what you got, Karen. Karen, what's your final... Your final remarks that you've got, your closing statement that you want to pass on to the judge on why tipping should be abolished in every profession.
Well, I think that It shouldn't be mandatory.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think more importantly, if you are a partner at a coffee shop, you should pay your employees and they shouldn't have to rely on tips when you are driving around in your fancy car. I know he says that was a tip, but I know he's been pocketing.
Yeah.
Right. And
she knows.
I do know. And I think, like, I do think that maybe this world, it shouldn't be based on tips. It should be genuine kindness. You're doing your job, serving me coffee, whatever it is. I'm paying for the coffee. I say thank you.
Right.
That's it. That's what it is. The thing is really, where does this end?
Right.
That means you have there's no joy. There's no joy in you making a delicious coffee and giving it to a person.
Joy doesn't
pay
my bills.
That should bring joy okay. enough.
But it actually sort of also breaks the realism of the social interaction, because you're right. When he says, how are you doing? He might not mean it.
He doesn't mean it.
Right.
He never means it. If he meant it, he wouldn't be so mean.
So he's empty.
Empty.
Yeah.
Empty. It's creating an empty. They just go and they just like they do it with like they just give it to you and then they expect.
Right.
They
right.
expect money.
Exactly.
No.
He doesn't care about you.
No. Where is the humanity in
right.
this?
Right. I get you. I feel it too. Right. Yeah.
So and also I'm not saying I'm never ever gonna tip, but it wouldn't be a tip. It would be a gift.
Yes.
Because I like you.
You're good.
Maybe be a little more likable.
Right, Chad?
I'll work on that.
Okay, good. Well, that was, I have to admit, that was...
Those are good closing arguments.
Oh, sure. My God. Very those are great arguments. Closing arguments. And just as hardcore and passionate as the opening one. So... Yeah. So now it's all on you, man. This is insane. This is, first off, though, I want to find out, what do you think of the whole debate? Like, quickly run by any points?
Some highlights, for sure. I thought the baby argument was very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm personally not a fan of babies.
Gotcha.
If I could change lines of medicine, I'd probably practice abortions.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I feel you.
Even post-birth, you know, just get rid of them. Like,
yeah.
There's no...
I get you.
Not much value there. Just factory farm them up until the age of 8.
All right. So that sounds like a point for Chad, because you know he deals with them.
Yeah. So not a big fan of that, but also not a big fan of the Cybertruck issue.
Yeah.
Receiving the Cybertruck, I think, is... I mean, unless you're able to share that with your partners, I don't know how the tip pool functions, right? To receive a physical object.
Yep.
Does everybody get to drive the Cybertruck? You know, how does that work?
Right.
So that's kind of like that's a point for Karen.
Yeah.
I would say there were interesting arguments too about like this whole like the trickle down economics of it. Right. Like
what,
I don't know if 75% is the right number. I'm not sure if 0% is the right number either.
Yeah.
Like there's got to be a sense of rationality about it.
But all we're debating now is just abolish or not abolish.
Yeah.
What do you say? Should it be zero or should it be something?
With the way the U.S. is currently, I'm in favor of trying to figure it out, because what it
we
is.
We need an answer. There's no middle ground. You need a straight answer. What is it?
We should be tipping.
Oh, Chad won. Damn.
We should be tipping.
You're going to go with tipping.
If we don't tip, there are many countries where non-tipping works.
Yeah.
North Korea, Iraq, Somalia, no tipping concept there.
Okay.
So if you want the U.S. to be more like those places, then we can go.
That's what we're going with. Okay.
otherwise,
you don't tip your North Korea. That's
those are.
You know what I like? I like that was a brand new point and nothing discussed earlier. It makes me feel like you might have had that set in your mind from the beginning.
I was thinking about it.
Okay.
But yeah, lots of great points on both sides.
Well, who cares?
Hopefully, you find a new coffee shop or just drink it at the school that you work at.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Chad, you won. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
There it is. And I'm sorry, Karen. This
I think
was,
it's
this wasn't.
He's so black.
Sorry. Yeah. That's what. Okay. Well, I'm. By the way, also, thank you, Hugh. I really appreciate
you coming in
and being the judge of this.
Oh, yeah.
This was an absolutely amazing debate. Thank you to everyone who's listened. And please check me out on YouTube and Instagram on the Character Debates podcast.